Okay, recording. So we're going to go to Chazora Mitz Hashem from the Mishnah of Chof Ches Omed Aleph. Chof Ches Omed Aleph, it's a full two daf. Don't think we'll be able to do it all in one shot. Either way, Chazora is always very important, and as we mentioned last time, we'll begin the second perek coming up next. It says the Mishnah, on Chof Ches Omed Aleph. Rabban Gamliel Oimer. V'chol yoim v'yoim nispalel odom shmoyna esra. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer me'ein shmoyna esra. See what this means in the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva Oimer im shuguro tfilosoi b'fiv. If the tfila is fluent in his mouth, then nispalel yudches. V'im lav, then me'ein yudches. Rebeloza Oimer, Ha'oise Tfilosoi Keva, Ein Tfilosoi Tachanunim. Literally translated, if somebody makes his tefillah established, then his tefillah is not considered a proper tefillah. It's not really supplication of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll see in the Gemara what that means too. Rebbe Yeshua Oimer, Ha'hoileich B'mokim Sakona. If somebody is going along a dangerous path, Mispalel Tfilah Ketzora. What should he say? V'omer, Hoisha Hashem es amcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should save your nation, es she'eris Yisrael, kol parshas ho'ibur yu tzrochim tzrochehem lefonecho. Again, we'll see what that means too in the Gemara. Then you should conclude, Baruch Ato Hashem she'mei tefillah. Hoya reichei balachamoir, if somebody was riding on a donkey, Yered v'yispalo, he should descend and then daven. V'im einu yochoil leyred, if he is unable to descend, get off his donkey, then yachzir es ponov, he should turn his face. V'im einu, meaning towards, we'll see what that means. V'im einu yochoil hachzir es ponov, initially, ideally, he should turn his face towards the direction of the Beis Hamikdash, and if he can't do that, then at least you have in his liboy. If you can't turn his face, he should at least turn his heart. Keneged beis kodesh kodshe hakodosh. Hoya mahaleich bisvino. If somebody was traveling on a boat, oy ba'asdo. Seems to be a raft. Then Yichaven is liboy keneged beis kodshei hakodoshim. Obviously, we can't exactly tell him to get off the boat like we can in the case of a donkey, where we say that lechatchila you should get off the boat. In the case of a get off the donkey. In the case of the boat, he'll just have to suffice with directing his heart towards the kodesh kodshim. Okay, says the Gemara. Hani yudches keneged mi. The Yudches Brachas, what do they correspond to? Meaning, we're assuming that they didn't merely invent Shmoneh Esra and accidentally, coincidentally come up with the number 18. There apparently is significance in the number 18. They deliberately chose the number 18, at least in the beginning, before they added the 19th. And that's the Gemara's question. What is the significance of 18? What does it correspond to? Says the Gemara, Omar Hillel Brei Rabbi Yeshua Bar Nachmeni, Keneged Yudches Askorois, it corresponds to the 18 mentions that you find Sha'omar David in the Perek Hovu Lashem B'nei Elim. In that particular perek, as Rashi explains to us, all the various brachas of Shmoneh Esra I hinted to, Ovois and Gevurois and Kedusha, and in there you'll find there's 18 different mentions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, thus the 18 brachas in the Shmoneh Esra. Rav Yosef Oimer, that no, Rav Yosef suggests that the 18 is corresponding something else. Keneged Yudches Askoroi Shebekriyashma. it corresponds to the 18 mentions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in Shema. Omar Rav Tanchum, and now a third opinion. Omar Rav Yishua ben Levi, Keneged Shmoine Esrei Chulyois Shebashidro. It corresponds to the 18 various connections, links in the spine. As we explained last time, the spine is very often compared to the union of tefillah, because you bow, it is a form of hachna'o, of his batlus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the spine, and the 18 links in the spine correspond to the 18 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. So either it's 18 mentions in Havul Hashem, or 18 mentions of Hashem's name in Shema, or 18 links in the spine. Says the Gemara, Va'omar of Tamchum, if it says Va'omar, it doesn't say Omar, so clearly this is a continuation. And it is, Va'omar of Tamchum, Omar of Shua ben Levi, Hamispalel, Sorech Sheyichra. When a person davens, he has to prostrate himself, Ad Sheyispakaku Kol Chulyois Shebashidro. Literally means until all the links in the spine are being poikik, are bursting, as it were, until they're visible, bulging, that's how much you have to bow. Ula Omar, ad kedei sheyiroe isar keneged liboy. Isar is a coin. You have to bow to the extent that there's a size of flesh, the size of an isar coin, which is corresponding opposite his heart, that's how much he has to bow himself. In other words, when you bow forward, obviously the skin in front of you on your chest and abdomen will bulge. So at that point where just by your heart the size of an issa coin of flesh is bulging, that's considered that you've bowed enough. Rabbi Chanina Omar, that no, kiven shena nea roishoi, shuveinu itzorich. You don't have to do any of the above. Nothing has to be bulging, not the links in the spine, not the flesh. Once you're menanea roishoi, once you are, move forward your head, and that's enough. Omarova vehu the metzair nafshei. He says that which it can be menanea roishoi, it's enough just to bow the head. It's got to be the metzair nafshei, that he's in pain. It's difficult for him to bow fully. In other words, everybody agrees that essentially just a gentle nod of the head doesn't really do the trick. So why indeed, therefore, was there opinion that says that you can do that and that suffices? With the Metzair Nafshei, Umechzi Keman Dekora. And it should at least appear that, as Rashi explains, that he wants to bow. If he's just nodding his head because he can't be bothered to do more than that, then indeed it does not suffice. But if essentially he does want to do more than that, he really wants to bow properly, he's just unable to, it's too difficult, he's in pain, then to nod the head would suffice. Says the Gemara, Hani Tamani Sri, these 18 that you spoke about, Tishai Srei Havyon. Surely, if you count the brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei, you'll see that in fact it's not 18, it's 19. Omar Rabbi Levi, Birkas Hatzadukim VeYavne Tiknuha. The bracha keneged the Tzadukim, the Sadducites, that was the bracha of Lamalshinim, that was only instituted at a much later stage in Yavne. So it began as 18, it became 19. With the obvious question being, that's all fine and well, but then you've lost all your Ramazim of 18. We had three Inyonim of 18. Keneged this, keneged that, keneged the other. If you add another bracha, then you've lost that whole meaning. Says the Gemara, keneged mi tiknuha. So what was that corresponding? When they wanted to be masakan the 19th bracha, what does that correspond? Says the Gemara, Omar Ablevi le Rabbi Hillel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeini, according to the first opinion that says that the 18 corresponded to the 18 mentions in Havul Hashem, then actually, Keneged Kel Hakovoid Hirim. In that pasuk, even though it doesn't actually say the same, the name of Hashem, but there is another reference to the name of Hashem because it says Kel Hakovoid. So therefore, you actually have not lost that meaning. It still does correspond to the amount of times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is mentioned in that particular parak of Tehillim. L'Rav Yosef, according to Rav Yosef, which was the second opinion, that says it corresponds to the amount of times that Hashem's name is mentioned in Shema, well, then we say, then we can say it's Keneged Echod Shebekriya Shema. When it says in Shema, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod, that Echod, although not specifically a mention of Hashem's name, but it clearly is a reference to Hashem. He is the Echod. So altogether, it turns out there are 19 references. And according to the final opinion, L'Rav Tanchum Abba Rabbi Shua ben Levi, according to the last opinion who says that it corresponds to the amount of links in the spine, Keneged Chulya Ketano Shebashidro, it does correspond. There is another link. It's not a full link, perhaps not the size of the others, but there is a chulio katana, a small link, and therefore altogether there really are 19 altogether, and that therefore does give significance to the number 19. Says the Gemara, very important, Tan Rabbanon, Shimon Hapakoili, Histir Yud Ches Brochos Lifnei Rem Gamliel Al Haseder B'Yavne. Rav Shimon ben Pakoili was Mesader, he organized the 18 brachas of Shmoyne Esra. He organized them in front of Raman Gamliel in Yavne. Omalehem Raman Gamliel lechachomim, klum yesh odom. Is there any man sheyodea lesakein birkas hatzadukim? They clearly felt the need to be mesakein another bracha against the tzedukim who are causing a lot of problems for Klal Yisrael, reporting them to the authorities, landing them in trouble, and they wanted to be mesaken a bracha, specifically that we should daven, that they should not succeed. I don't know if I told you the story, but the Heiliger Chasam Sofer had a lot of problems from the Reform movement, as we know. That was his life's legacy, battling against the Reform. And he had his great big yeshiva, the Preshborger yeshiva, and the Reform, big leaders in the Reform and the Enlightenment movement, reported him to the authorities and tried to get the yeshiva closed down. And there were four main gang leaders. And three out of four died very shortly afterwards, all of them in very, very strange circumstances. Meaning it wasn't just he died in his bed. They died a very strange death. So as you can imagine, the fourth one was petrified. He was worried for his life. He'd seen quite clearly that's what happens if you start up with a Chasam Sofer. So he skipped the country, as if to run away from Hashem. He left the country and he sent a telegram to the Chasam Sofer. He says, I'm petrified for my life. Please daven for me. And the Chasam Sofer received a telegram and he sent one in return and he says, don't worry, I daven for you every day. It's in the bracha of Olam Al Shinim. And as the story goes, that person too, he also died very shortly afterwards, a bizarre death. So what happens if you begin, if you start up with Gedolei Yisrael. I'll call upon Ivaifen. So that's what Rabban Gamliel wanted to do. Rabban Gamliel wanted to institute the bracha against the Lamal Shinim, against the Tzadukim. And he asked, is there anybody who is able to do so? Now this Gemara is so important, especially for those of you who join us on Monday evenings for the Tefillah Shir. Rabban Gamliel was a Tana. Rabban Gamliel was a Tana. So why couldn't he compose his bracha himself? What was so difficult? In fact, what was the question at all? Is there anybody who knows how to be masakin it? I mean, what does it take? Just say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, please make sure the Lamal Shinim don't have atzlacha. So you see from this Gemara that apparently that's not true. every word in Shmoneh Esrei is laden with meaning, was written with Ruach HaKodesh, and it wasn't just at the drop of a hat that you could come up with any bracha you choose. And even Rabban Gamliel apparently felt that you needed somebody else to compose this bracha. And that's why he was asking, is there anybody who's on the significant stature, sufficient stature, that he's able to coin a bracha? Very, very important Gemara. Says the Gemara, Omad Shmuel HaKotan. They called him a Shmuel HaKotan because he was a very big onov. V'tikno, and he was the one who instituted the bracha as we have it, v'lamalshin. However, Lushono Acheres, the next year, Shochacho. Shmuel himself forgot the bracha. V'hishkif bo shtayim v'sholoi shois. And he was trying to recall it for 2 or 3 hours, and he could not recall the bracha. V'loi he'elu. What does it mean, v'loi ha'eluhu?
They didn't remove him.
He was the Baal Tefillah, and he stopped in the middle. Obviously, he could not remember this bracha, 2 or 3 hours, and it did not strip him of his post of being a Shliach Tzibur. Says the Gemara, one moment, why indeed not? Amai loi ha'eluhu, why didn't they bring him back up? Why is it called, by the way, He'eluhu? He'eluhu literally means to bring him up. The answer is because in a real old-fashioned Beis HaKnesses, we very rarely see them nowadays. If you go to London, I know of at least 2. Have you ever been to a good old-fashioned Beis HaKnesses? Rabbi Yosef Marks will definitely remember the Munk Shul in Golders Green. You ever went to Munk's, Rabbi Yosef? Munk Shul is a proper Beis HaKnesses, where if you come in from the front door, you literally walk down towards where the chazan stands in the front of the shul. There's a slope. There's a definite, distinct slope. And that's why you'll find in Chazal, very often the Loshon, when it talks about a shliach tzibur, the chazan, it says, Yoyrdin lifnei hateva. He goes down in front of the ovid. What does it mean he goes down? We're perhaps used to the other type. The shuls and where the chazan stands in the middle on a platform, that's not Yoyrdin. But in the shuls in those days, it was literally Yoyrdin. So therefore, when you want to talk about retracting a chazan, you talk about the opposite, He'eluhu, to bring him back up. And that's what the Gemara is saying, that they did not do that. They did not retract, they did not recall him, and they allowed him to continue davening. And that's really the question. Why? Says the Gemara, Amai loy he'eluhu. Why indeed did they not bring him back up? Why didn't they retract him? V'ha'omar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, surely we have a principle in the name of Rav. To'o b'chola bruchos kulon. If a chazan ever makes a mistake in any of the brachos, fine, we can live with that. Ein ma'ale noise. But b'birkas ha'tzadukim, if he makes a mistake or seems to make a mistake in the bracha of tzadukim, then that's very, very alarming. Ma'ale noise. Then I do recall him. Why? Chayshinon shemo min hu. Min is an apikiris. And if we see him fumbling in the words of Olam Alshinim, maybe that suggests to us that he identifies with the Sadducites, and that's very alarming. So if Shmuel HaKotan stopped for 2 or 3 hours in this very bracha, why did they not strip him of his post of being the Shliach Tzibur? Surely the rule is that if you are stumbled in that bracha, then you're recalled. Says the Gemara, Shani Shmuel HaKotan de'inhu tikna. Because he was the one who instituted it in the first place. If we just have any chazan who has no credentials, then we have to be concerned. If he stopped in this bracha, maybe that means that he is a tzaduki himself. But Shmuel HaKotan, I mean, after all, he was the great big tzaddik, and he was the one who instituted this bracha in the beginning, so you could hardly say that he identifies with the tzadukim. Says the Gemara, how do I know? V'neichosh, why don't we suspect Dilma Hodar Bey? Maybe he retracted. Unfortunately, we have precedent of even great tzaddikim, who in later life became Rishoyim. So of course, Shmuel HaKochen was definitely a great big tzaddik, and he was the one who authored this bracha. But maybe at a later stage, he became a Rosh Chas v'Shalom, he became a tzaduki, in which case, now that he's fumbled in the middle of the bracha, maybe there still is grounds for concern that he identifies with the tzadukim. Says the Gemara, Omar Abaya, that no, Gemiri, because we have learned, we have a principle that Tavo, that which is good, Lo Yehavabisha, does not become bad. In other words, if he was a tzaddik initially, then there's no such concept of becoming a rosha afterwards. Why not? Says the Gemara, V'loi? Question mark. V'hoksiv u'beshuv tzaddik mitzitkosei. When a tzaddik returns from his tzitkus, v'ose ovel, and then becomes iniquitous, you see that there does exist this concept of a tzaddik rescinding his righteousness. Says the Gemara, Nohahu Rosha Meikorai. That's talking about somebody who always was a Rosha right from the beginning. He then became a tzaddik stage 2. Then he can become at stage 3, he can go back to being a Rosha. Whereas Aval Tzaddik Meikorai, but somebody like Shmuel HaKotten, who was a tzaddik from the beginning, Loi, he cannot become a Rosha. Why not? V'loi, question mark. V'hotnan al tamin ba'atzmacha ad yoy ma'ischa. Do not believe in yourself until your dying day. Shari yoichnan koyen godel, it's quite incredible. Shemesh b'kohuna g'doyla shmoinim shona. He was a tzaddik from the outset, and he was a koyen godel for 80 years. Ura b'soif nase tzaduki. And then he became a tzaduki. So what do you see? That even 80 years in the Kodesh Kodshim, there's still no guarantee you're going to remain that way. Omar Abaya, no. Hu Yanai, hu Yoichanon. Abaya says that Yanai is the same person that is Yoichanon. And Yanai definitely from the beginning was a Rosha. He killed all the Chachmei Yisrael. In which case, we're still okay, because even though Yochanan went off the derech, as it were, after 80 years, but he began as a Rosha. So we can still defend our principle and say that if somebody begins as a tzaddik, then he'll never retract. Says the Gemara, no, Rava Omar, that Yanai Luchud, the Yochanan Luchud. It's two different people. Yanai Rosha Meikorai, but the Yochanan, he's a tzaddik meikorei. So according to Rava, we're back in trouble. And that's what the Gemara says. Ho nichel Abaya, it's all fine and well according to Abaya, who says that Yoichanan was Yanai, so he was a Rosha from the beginning. Elo l'Rava kasha. But according to Rava, who says that it's a different person, and Yoichanan was a tzaddik, so what do you see? That even somebody who begins life as a tzaddik can become a Rosha. In which case, we're back in trouble. Shmuel HaKotten, although he began life as a tzaddik, maybe ended up as a Rosha, so we should have pulled him back from being a Shliach Tzibur. Omer lecha Rava, you're right. Tzaddik meikoroi nami dilma hodar bei. You're quite right. Even somebody who was initially a tzaddik, there's always a concern that maybe he retracted. So ihochi, if that's the case, amai loy askuhu, why didn't they bring Shmuel back up to cancel his Shliach Tzibur position? No. Shani Shmuel HaKotan. Shmuel HaKotan is different. The Aschil Bo. Because he started the Bracha. We only say that we cancel his position of a Shliach Tzibur if he completely stopped and he never even began the Bracha. That's highly alarming. Why? The Omer of Yud Omer Avi, Tamer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Loishanu, Elo Shaloi Hischilba. We only ever learned this principle that you have to cancel as being a chazan if you didn't begin the bracha at all. That's very suspicious. Aval hischil bo. But if it began the bracha, then goimra, he's allowed to complete it. If he really did identify with the tzedukim, then surely he would never have even begun the bracha. Shmuel began the bracha and then stopped in the middle. He couldn't remember how he completed. Therefore, even though it's true in theory, even a tzaddik from the beginning can become a rasha. But over here, because he began the bracha, that clearly shows us that he's still a tzaddik. Were he to be a rasha, chas v'shalom, then he wouldn't even have begun the bracha. By virtue of the fact that he began the bracha, he has clearly demonstrated that he's still a tzaddik, and he happened to forget. Seder, we waited patiently until he recalled the remaining part of the bracha. Okay, says the Gemara Vayitin. Hani Sheva de Shabta. Hani Sheva de Shabta. The seven brachas on Shabbos keneged me. We explained in the Gemara what the 18 corresponds to, and even when it became 19, we still basically managed to retain all the meaning. But on Shabbos, there are seven brachas. Is there any significance in the number seven? Omer of Chalafta ben Shmuel, Keneged Shiva Koilois, Shomar David al Hamayim. Seven Koilois that David HaMelech said al Hamayim. As Rashi explains, that's referring to the Pasuk, the Perek in Tehillim. Until now, we were talking about Havel Hashem ben Halim. Now we're talking about, in the same parak, Mizra, Koil Hashem al Amayim. How many times does it say Koil? It says Koil seven times. Hani Teisha, the Rosh Hashanah, Keneged Mi. On Rosh Hashanah, there are nine brachas. Any significance in that? Omer Rav Yitzchok, Dmin, Kartagin, Keneged, Tisha, Azkorois, Sheomar Chana b'tfiloso. Chana, when she davened to the Rabbeinu Shalom for children, she mentioned Hashem's name nine times. What's that got to do with Rosh Hashanah? Says the Gemara. The Omar Ma, Rosh Hashanah, Nifkada, Sora, Rochel, v'Chana. It was on Rosh Hashanah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, remembered them. And that's the significance, the connection between Chana and Rosh Hashanah.
Why doesn't it mention Sarah?
It says, Nifkada Sarah, Rachel, v'Chana.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right, I'm sorry.
Sarah, yeah, all three. Sarah, Rachel, v'Chana.
Okay, I missed it, sorry.
Yeah. Hani Esrim v'Arba, the Ta'aniso keneged mi. So what about the 24 brachas on a Ta'anis? What does that correspond to? Omer of Chelboy Keneged Chof Dalad Renonois. Renonois Rino, as Rashi says, is also a Loshna of Tfilah, Sha'omar Shloimoi. When Shloimoi Amelech Davan Beshah Shehichnis Ore in the base Kodesh HaKadoshim. When he brought the Kodesh, the Oren into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he davened and he mentioned the word Rino, which is also a reference to Tfilah, and he mentioned it 24 times. Ihachi, if that's the case, then kol yoyma nami. Then every day as well, name Rinu, we should also say 24. Says the Gemara, no. Shlomi HaMelech didn't say this tefillah on an average day. Amos Amrino Shlomi. When did Shlomi HaMelech say it? B'yoyma derachamim. On a day that they needed a particular rachamim. Anan nami, therefore we also... B'yoyma derachmi, on a day that we need extra rachmi, that means on a ta'anis, omri lohu, that's indeed when we say it. Okay, let's pause and then we'll retune back.
Okay.
Okay, back into the Gemara. If I can just say, there's a tremendous musa to be learned from it, like there is from everything. a tremendous musa. Again, I don't want to go into details, but when you're being filmed and you don't know you're being filmed, and you can be awfully embarrassed, it can only do one thing, and that is remind us that we're all being filmed. And everything we're doing is being recorded. And if we're embarrassed to be doing something we'd rather not be filmed doing, then we shouldn't be doing it in the first place. Again, it doesn't necessarily apply to the moshul. There's some situations you don't want to be filmed in, but everybody understands it's. I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Gedolei Yisrael at the time when videos first became invented and became an accepted part of society, that was one of the first messages that Gedolei Yisrael tried to relay. That until now it was very hard to perhaps connect with this notion of that, you know, we're being seen and everything we're doing is being recorded. And all of a sudden this video machine comes out, and then suddenly we can connect to that in a very real way. Nothing escapes the eyes of the video. In a way, we've lost that now, because you can edit and you can distort and change, but, you know, in the old-fashioned video, what you see is what you get. Whatever happened, that's what's on the video. You can't change it. It's there forever and ever and ever. Okay, it says the Gemara on the last narrow line. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Me'ein Shmoina Estra. My Me'ein Shmoina Estra. What does that mean, like Shmoina Estra? Rav Omar Me'ein Kol Brocha U'Brocha. So remember, this is talking about the person who doesn't have time, or the Shas HaTzchak, as we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, to daven the full length Shmoina Estra. So you can daven what's called a Me'ein Shmoina Estra. So Rav says it means a shortened version of each Brocha, which means you'll altogether still be doing 19 brachas. It's just that you won't be doing the full length of each bracha. Whereas Shmuel Omar, that no. Havineinu, this is the famous bracha of Havineinu. We saw it in Shulchan Aruch, although the bottom line was, it's kimat, almost never ever said. Havineinu is not a shortened version of every bracha, but as a separate bracha. Rather, it is one bracha which encapsulates the 13 middle brachas, which are the bakoshas. And it says, Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu. So that's obviously Havineinu, Bino, Atochini, Lodom Das. Lod Das Drochecha, Umoiles Lovavenu, Liroscha, Vetislachlonu, that's Hashiveinu and Slachlonu, Liois Gulim, that's Goel Yisrael, Verachkeinu, Mimachoivenu, distance us from any pain, that's obviously Rafa'enu, Vedashneinu, Bin Ois Aretzachom, that's Borech Oleinu, Unafutse Seinu, Me'arba, Tkabetz, that's gather us in from being scattered, that's Tkab Shoifom, Vahatoyim Al Daitcho, Yishbetu, that's the Brach of Alam Hashimim, Vahala Rashoim, Tonev Yodcho, Beyismachu, Tzadikim, that's Hashiva Shevtenu, Alam Hashimim, the Tzadikim, that's Ala Tzadikim, Binyan Ircho, that's Birushalayim, Ubetikun Heicholecho, Betzmichas Keren LeDovid, that's obviously Yassemach David, Barichas Nele Ben Yishai, Terem Nikra Toena, Boruch Ato Hashem Shemea Tfilo. So we have a machlokes, exactly how do you come up with a concise version of Shmoina Estra? Is it a brief version of each bracha, or it is one bracha that encapsulates all? Layit Oleo Abaya Aman Dematzli Havineinu. Abaya cursed anybody who said Havineinu. Clearly he was very against this whole concept. Omer of Nachman Omer Shmuel, Kon Hashana Kula Mispalel Odom Havineinu. All year round, the concept, the option of Havineinu does exist. Chutz Mimotza Shabbos. Except for Motza Shabbos, U Mimoitzoye Yomim Toivim. Why? Because you've got to say Havdalah at least lechatchila in the Shmoina Estra, and Havineinu does not make mention of Havdalah at all. Therefore, it cannot be said on Motzei Shabbos or Motzei Yom Tov on any occasion that you need to say Havdalah. Maskiv lo Rabba Bar Shmuel v'neimra brocha revius b'fnei atzmo. So if it is not included in Havineinu, why can't it be mentioned nonetheless as a individual separate bracha? Miloy Tznan, have we not learned in a Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva, Oimra Bracha Revius Bifnei Atzma? Rabbi Kiva holds that Atochain Antonu is not incorporated in Atochainim. Rather, it is said as a separate bracha. So why can't it be said here too as a separate bracha? Rabbi Leza Oimer Bahoidoo. Rabbi Leza says that actually Atochain Antonu is incorporated in Hoidono, in Hoidoo, but at least according to Rabbi Kiva, Havinenu could still be said on a Motzah Shabbos, and with regard to Atochain Antonu, we would still add that extra bracha. Says the Gemara, I don't understand the question. Otu kol ashana kula miavdinon k'Rabbi Kiva. All year round, do we paskin like Rabbi Kiva? We don't. Dahashta nami navid, so that now also we should suddenly follow Rabbi Kiva. We don't follow Rabbi Kiva the best of times. Kol hashana kula, my time aloy of dinon k'Rabbi Kiva. Why do we not paskin like Rabbi Kiva? Right, last night when we said atochein antonu in davening, we didn't add an extra bracha for it. It just becomes part and parcel of atocheinim. So we do not paskin like Rabbi Kiva. Why indeed not? Because tmani sri tikkun, shai sri loy tikkun. Because there has to be an institution of 18 and not 19. You can't add a bracha. Is hachanami therefore sheva tikkun tmani loy tikkun? So too, when you're going for track B, the shortened version of Shmoneh Esra, you've got to do 7. They never give you the option of 8. Maskiflo mazutra. So mazutra asks the obvious question. Fine. So I understand that you can't make it into a separate bracha. V'nichlala. So why can't it be included? Nichlal havinenu. We should say havinenu Hashem elokeinu hamavdil bein kodesh l'chol. If you don't want to make it as a separate bracha, then why indeed is it not incorporated in havinenu? Kasha. Difficult. The Gemara does not offer an obvious answer. Okay, let's keep moving. Omer Avivi Barabaya Kol Hashana Kula Mispala Lodom Havineinu Chutz Yumais HaGashomim. Besides for the fact we just said a Motzah Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can't say Havineinu, so too you can't say Havineinu either in the winter. Why not? Bepnei Shetzorech Loima She'eila Bebirkas Hashanim. Because you've got to say V'sein Talumoto, and V'sein Talumoto is not incorporated in Havineinu. Maskiflor Marzutra. So Marzutra asks V'nichlala Michlal V'dashneinu bin Ois Arzacha V'sein Talumoto. Like we said before, if you don't want to make it a separate bracha and you're worried that it's not included, so why indeed is it not included? So include it. Says the Gemara, no, osi le'itrudi. What does it mean, osi le'itrudi? Excuse me. What does it mean, osi le'itrudi? You'll become torud, you'll get confused if you suddenly got to add these extra words. Yachi avdola b'chaynen das, nami osi le'itrudi. So why didn't you give that same teretz for atochaynen? And say that the reason why it's not included is because a person will make a mistake. So Zimura, no, Omri Hossam over there, given the Asya Betchilas Tzilusa, over there you're still at the beginning of davening, and you've still got your wits about you, therefore Loi Matrid, it won't put him off. It won't cause a mistake, and that's why the Gemara asked, why can't you include it? And the Gemara never answered that question. But given the Asya Be'emtza Tzilusa, because he's in the middle of davening, that's why Matrid. Maskiflo Rav Ashi v'neim Rav Shemea Tfila. Why can't you at least incorporate it in Shemea Tfila? The Omer of Tanchum Omer Rav Ashi Ta'ov Eloi Hizkir Gevurah Is Geshomim B'tchias HaMesim Machzirin Oisoi. But She'eila B'Birkas HaShonim Ein Machzirin Oisoi. Why? Because you can always have a second bite of the cherry. P'nei She'yocholoim Rav Shemea Tfila. V'havdola B'chinein Das Ein Machzirin Oisoi. As well, but Pneishi Yochaloim Ralakois. Says the Gemara, To'o Shani. It's true, it's different when you made a mistake. They never instituted that you can say Geshomim in Shemea Tfila Lechatchila. In the event that you forgot it in its correct place, then you can have a second chance. But we're not going to be misakin that lechatchila and put either Havineinu or Geshomim in the middle of Shemea Tfilah. In which case, the bottom line is that Havineinu, therefore, cannot be said either in the winter, because of Geshomim, or on Motzah Shabbos or Yom Tov, because of Atochein Antonu, and therefore it is not said. So as we can already see, even from the Gemara, Havineinu is very, very limited. Half the year, it's out of bounds. Even during the summer, it can't be said on Motzah Shabbos either. And as we saw in the Bi'ah Halacha, if I'm not mistaken, the Bi'ah Halacha said that generally it's not practiced anyway, maybe except for a Chayla, but under ordinary circumstances, even if it's a Shas Hadchak, you should daven a regular Shmoneh Esrei. Gufa, Omer of Tanachom, Amarav, Asi, Tov, Loi Hizkir, Gevura is Geshomim, B'tchias Amesim. If you didn't mention Mashiv Aruach in the second bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, Machzir in Oisei. Halacha number one. She'el Abibirkas Hashonim, Ein Machzir in Oisei, for the reason we just mentioned, Pnei Sheyachal Oimra B'Shemea Tfilah. V'avdol B'choinein Adas, Ein Machzir in Oisei, again, Pnei Sheyachal Oimra Alakos. Meisvei. We have a big kasha. It says in another brisa, Tov Eloi Hizkir Gevuras Hakashon B'tchias Hamesin Machzir in Oisei. Fine, that makes sense. Then it says, She'el Abirkas Hashonim, it says also Machzir in Oisei. It doesn't say anything about having another chance at Shemea Tfilah. V'avdol B'chein and Adas, Ein Machzir in Oisei B'sheyachal O'im Ra'al HaKoy. So for that second halacha is the troubling one. Loi kasha ha b'yachid ha b'tzibur. What does that mean? B'tzibur, my timer, loi. Why would you not have to repeat it? The shoma mishliach tzibur. If you're hearing chazaras hashatz, you're okay. But one moment, the b'risa didn't say that. The b'risa didn't say that you don't have to repeat it because you hear it from the shliach tzibur. It says you don't have to repeat it because you're going to say it in shemea tefillah. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, then why didn't you give that reason? Hi, that which we said in Pnei Sheyachal Oimra B'Shemea Tfilah, it should have said in Pnei Sheshemea Mishliach Tzibur Miboyele. That should have been the explanation. Elo Idi V'Idi B'Yochid. You're quite right. We're talking about a Yochid, there's no difference. What is the, how do you reconcile the Stira? Oh, the Idkar Chidim Shemea Tfilah. If you remembered before Shemea Tfilah, then indeed you go back, then indeed it's not too late, and you can say it in Shemea Tfilah. Baha de'idkar bosar Shemea Tfilah. If you remember only after Shemea Tfilah, then you've got to go back. Now if you remember, we had a very big question. What does that mean, you go back? Go back to where? Go back to where? We saw a very, very long tesis over here. There was Yerushalmi, there was a Bavli. The bottom line is, we paskan halacha l'maisa. You've got to go back to Baruch Aleinu. So, if you missed out Baruch Aleinu in the bracha Baruch Aleinu, you've missed out Saint Talumata, then you have a second go at Shemea Tfilah. But if you missed that, then you've got to go back. Go back to where? You go back to Baruch Aleinu. Okay, let's make a brief beginning to the next Gemara. Omer of Tanchum, Omer of Asi, Omer of Beshua Belevi, Ta'ov, Loi Hizkil, Shorosh HaChodesh, Ba'avoido. If you never mention Rosh Chodesh in Avoido, that's Negev for this Tuesday night, Wednesday, Chayzel Avoido. So you go back to that bracha. We're talking about in the morning and Mincha. B'sim Shalom, again, Chayzel Avoido. V'im Siyem, if you finished Old Davening, Chayzeh L'Roish. And you've got to go repeat Shmoneh Esrei, as we mentioned last time. We discussed it at length. It does not apply to the night time. Omer HaPop B'Reid R'Vach B'Hadah Hada Omron Siyem Chayzeh L'Roish. That which we said, that if you finish Shmoneh Esrei, you've got to go back and daven all over again. Loi Omron Elo She'okar Raglov. That's only talking about if you were Oikar Raglov, you've really finished davening. How do I know this? Amrim Abba Mary Shamieli, Abba Mary Mirav. Omer of Nachman by Yitzchak Hod, Amon Oker Raglov Choyzel Roish. Even when we say that if you've been Oker Raglov, but that's also Loi Omron Elo, Shein Rogel Loi Mar Tachanuni Machar Tfilosei. That's only if you're not normally, don't have the minig to say Tachanunim. Avol Rogel Loi Mar Tachanunim Machar Tfilosei. So then as long as you haven't said those Tachanunim, so you haven't finished davening, in which case, Choyzel Avoidah. Ikud Omri, some have an alternative version. Omer Nachman Yitzchak Hod, Omron Kiloy Oker Raglov Choyzel Avoidah. We said that if you have not been Oker Raglov, then you go back to the Avoidah. Loy Omron Elo Shirogi Loy Mer Tachanuni Machar Tfilosei. Avalim Einoi Rogi Loy Mer Tachanuni Machar Tfilosei Choyzel Aroish, even though I haven't been Oker Raglov. Meaning, this is very Negeh Aloch Lamaisa. If you finish your davening, if you are not normally the person that you don't normally say Lekayin and Tzair, then as soon as you finish the last bracha, that's the end of Shmoneh Esra, even if you have not been Oker Raglov. And in that case, you would not be able to go back to Avodah, you'd have to repeat Shmoneh Esra all over again. So of course, as we know, for us, where we do say Lekayin and Tzair, everybody does, it's printed in every Siddur. So maybe when you finished, Hamavorech Esamu Yisrael Basholoim, you haven't moved your feet back, because we are rogil to say tachanunim, therefore it's not...
Whoops.
Nachum, finish up.
I think we'll call it here. Can we send him a message, or I guess I could.
We lost him.
Chas for shalom. Oh, he's gone.
Yeah.
He'll probably try to sign back on to say goodbye. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Ooh, it's going fast at the end.